Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
September 5, 1806. Racing downstream. The Corps is going downstream at record speed. They make 73 miles today. They are now in territory that is pretty well settled by whites. Clark comments on seeing the black walnut, Junglans nigra, for the first time this year. This tree is quite common in sheltered ravines extending far up the Missouri River, well back from the stream on the floodplains. Captain Clark writes a short entry today.
The mosquitoes being so excessively tormenting that the party was all on board and we set out at daylight and proceeded on very well. Here the river is bordered on both sides with timber and becomes much narrower, more crooked, and the current more rapid and crowded with snags or sawyers than it is above, and continues so all day. We did not meet with McClellan as we expected at the creek. The report of the guns which we heard must have been the Mahars, who most probably have just arrived at their village from hunting buffaloes. This is the season they usually return to their village to secure their crops of corn, beans, pumpkins, and so on. Proceeded on very well past the Bluestone Bluff at 3 p.m. Here the river leaves the highlands and meanders through a low, rich bottom. Encamped on the southwest side on a sandbar at a cutoff a little below the encampment of the 9th of August, 1804, having made 73 miles today. Captain Lewis still in a convalescent state. We saw no game on the shores today worth killing, only such as pelicans, geese, and ducks, eagles, and hawks. Captain William Clark, September 5, 1806.
The Bluestone Bluff, Clark mentions, is composed of lignite and carbonaceous shale. The angle of the sun at the time the captain saw the bluff would have cast it in shadow, making it appear blue. Both Lewis and Clark describe black bluffs and gray bluffs as they traveled. The angle of the sun and the weather of the moment would always have affected the apparent color of these landmarks. Today's camp would have been in Monona County, Iowa, a few miles south of present-day Onawa, near the south end of Guard Lake. Tomorrow, Mr. René Auguste Chouteau.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.